Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, a Monday afternoon. We've got some nasty weather on the way. All right, let's be very honest and upfront about that. We've got some heavy winds. We've got some heavy rain. And my suggestion, while you can get everything plugged in and charging, hopefully you've got some spare batteries floating around, because there's a distinct possibility that we'll see some power outages. And as you heard, there is the possibility for some localized flooding as well. So take whatever precautions you ordinarily take when you're dealing with matters like this. And then by about this time tomorrow, we should be out of this and able to return to our previously scheduled crisis. Congressman Denver Riggleman, as you know, was one of my favorites. I like Denver. I like him a lot. I think he's a good guy, and I think he's done tremendous work in the last couple of years, and I'm always thrilled to welcome him to this program. Denver, thank you for being here.
Hey, how you doing today, Jeff? And make sure everybody's computers are hooked up to their uninterruptible power supply, your UPS. Make sure you do that, too, before the storm comes in.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
What exactly is an uninterruptible power supply?
It's just a big frapping battery that you plug your computer stuff into to help with any surges, you know, if you lose power, and it helps with any type of surge.
Oh, excellent. I have to get me one of those. Where would I get me one of those?
Hey, just go to your, you know, closest Best Buy, you know, but... Yeah, you can order an UPS online. You can go, you know, to Amazon. You can get but just make sure it's one that's compatible with your computer. It's the power needs that you need, and I think you'll be good to go, and you can save your computer and other systems from any type of power surges or if the power goes out.
Ooh, all right. Well, listen, that is sage advice. Are you prepping for this post-congressional career tech talk with Denver?
Well, I tell you, you know, that's what I did. You know, I did algorithmic warfare, worked with data science and holistic network modeling, really just tried to destroy critical infrastructure networks of our enemies after I got done bombing them for a while when I was with the B-1s and the F-15s. So if it's kinetic, if you want to drop bombs or you want to drop trons, I'm your guy.
See that? You always were too smart for Congress, but that's another story. Look, we'll talk about that at some point. Can you give us a little insight into the work that the House Republicans are trying to get done right now on behalf of the American people?
Sure. I mean, what they're trying to do is they're trying to balance, you know, what's good for these people during COVID, whether it's businesses, whether it's stimulus checks, you know, whether it's the unemployment insurance, and they're trying to balance that with possibly a $31 to $32 trillion deficit that we'll have at the end of this year. And so you have people with common sense, people who've been in the business world, trying to sort of balance this. And then you sort of have the emotional hyperbolic arguments and from the left and some from the right, too. And that's the thing that you have in Congress right now, Jeff, is you have this sort of tribal mentality that the headlines and the clickbait mean more than what's in the bill. And that's something that's been very disturbing to me since I've been in Congress. One of the most frustrating things is that it's always a race to the bottom. It's always a zero-sum game, and it's always, you know, what team you want to be on, what ring you want to kiss. I'm just not there. So, but you see some of us Republicans trying to do that are more independent-minded. We're trying to make sure that the taxpayers are protected, but we also protect those in business with liability insurance. But we also know that we need to continue some unemployment insurance, but not the $600 rate. And of course, you get demonized, even though you're looking at a deficit and what our children have to absorb over the next, you know, what, two generations. So that's really what's happening in Congress. It's very bitter. It's a little bit acrimonious, and that's what's happening right now.
Well, to hear Nancy Pelosi speak about it, you guys are trying to steal $600 from poor working people as if they've had this forever. This is a couple of weeks they were getting this, it's better to sit on the couch than it is to work bonus. Am I right?
You are right. I had had an interview earlier. Somebody said, well, somebody at Yale said that this wasn't a disincentivization, the $600. So that person at Yale doesn't have a job. So here's the issue when you're a business owner and when you talk to real business owners is that any study from somebody who's actually now on the ground is already moot, because what happens is there's so many people that have been refusing to work at this. What people, and Jeff, goodness gracious, I had this argument with somebody. They're like, you're taking away all their unemployment. No, the $600 is already over the baseline that they get from that specific state. So, and the reason it was $600 a week, and Jeff, I hope you're sitting down for this,
yes,
is that the computer systems in all 50 states are so archaic, they didn't know how to take a percentage based on who pays more or who pays less. So you have some states that might pay 30 to 40% and some that might pay 50 to 60%. You still get the $600 because the computer systems can't calculate percentages correctly. So listen, we have 50 different states and we're trying to kill mosquitoes with sledgehammers here. And people don't understand how complex this issue is. It's nuanced. It's difficult. And what you have are those that you're screaming like Nancy Pelosi. I don't know, maybe the last nuanced thing she did was put in some legislation to help her husband get rich. I'm just not quite sure. So that's the issue that we have right now.
Well, I'll tell you what those computer systems need, Denver. They need an uninterruptible power supply. That's what they're lacking. I think that
they
need ups. That's right.
They need it up.
Oh, glad we could fix all these stinking problems.
You're daggone right.
Hey, so what exactly is going on with TikTok? It really is, if I understand it, and all joking aside, it is something that's owned and operated, I think, by the Chinese government or an arm of the Chinese government. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. TikTok is a Chinese company, right? And I think that's what I'm trying to you know, I'm on the China Task Force, and I know that, you know, this is fantastic for me to speak about, but that's why I tweeted yesterday about an American company should actually come off the top rope, like something like Microsoft. This is something that was generated through some of the ideas through the China Task Force. Now you see, you know, President talking about it. I'm pretty proud of that. But the thing is, we don't want to get rid of TikTok. And I'm going to say something that's not, it might be controversial. Sometimes when you get rid of something, you can't study it. So why don't we have an American company or some other companies actually buy TikTok, or we take a look at it and see exactly what, we sort of know already, by the way, but it'd be fantastic to do some reverse engineering on some of these issues and maybe own this technology ourselves, maybe for our own American purposes, rather than allowing China insight into every single person who signs up for TikTok. How about that?
Well, I like the sound of that. Congressman Denver Riggleman is joining us. Denver Riggleman represents the 5th District for a number of months still to come. Now, let's talk a little bit about post-congressional activities, because I've heard some buzz out there that you're thinking seriously about a run for the governor's post.
Yeah, I am thinking seriously about it. I got in a little bit of trouble, Jeff, a couple days ago with Bloomberg, because they just asked me, and it wasn't really part of the planned interview, because sometimes Bloomberg has topics because it's supposed to be financial, right? So,
right.
You know, and that's, I'm pretty good at that. And they said, hey, we heard you were considering a run for governor. I said, yeah, I'm considering it. And they said, seriously? I said, yeah, I seriously consider everything. You know, I seriously consider it. And they said, well, would you run as a Republican? We know you're independent-minded. And I said, well, the third party needs to come out of this. I said, it's so tribal right now. I said, and I've always thought of running as an independent, even before I ran for Congress. I mean, I've always been independent-minded. I said, but I probably will look as an independent-minded GOP member to run, but I'll never count out an independent run, and now it's all over that I'm running as an independent. You know, and by the way, it is intriguing to me. You know, and people say it's quixotic or, you know, it's dreamy, right, that it would never happen. I don't think that's true anymore. I think we're in a different world. I think they want people that put people over party. They put people over politics. And that's something that I've really been very, I don't know, I've been intrigued by it because, yeah, I mean, obviously, I lean right. I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a little bit more socially liberal. So, right. You know, I'm normal. And I'm just thinking, how do I do this, right, with a broken Republican process that we have that's so bizarre that they don't even want people to vote for people like me who's been very successful in Congress. You know, maybe it's I'm more set up as an executive. And I see some people trying to jump in or, you know, people have been in politics a long time. I haven't. And that's why I'm looking at this a little bit differently. What if I just ran for the people? What if you have a George Washington type, unaffiliated type of candidate? But I don't know, Jeff. You know, I want the Republican Party to be fixed. I want it to stand for a big tent. I want it to stand for liberty. And I guess that's where I'm at. I'm a little bit frustrated with it, especially with the processes and how long we've been on a losing streak.
We've been on a losing streak for far too long. I'm not going to do the math on that, but far too long.
And it does.
Oh, I didn't want to say it out loud where people could hear. I was. But you're right. And, you know, there's this mindset now amongst Republicans, it seems, that, oh, well, what are you going to do? You know, shrug your shoulders. Northern Virginia is always going to dictate now for the rest of us. But, you know, I look at you and I'm not blowing smoke. I'm just telling you what I see as I look at this Denver. I see somebody who has been very successful in that dreaded private sector, building businesses, paying the bills, creating jobs. And I always did wonder, and I don't think I ever said this to you, but I always did wonder, could you play nicely with 434 other people? And I see you as an executive. You know, I think that would be a tremendous thing. And I hope, and again, I'm just saying this in front of everybody, I hope you are seriously considering it, because I think you've got an awful lot to give to the Commonwealth.
Jeff, you know, first of all, I'm flattered. Thank you. That means a lot to me. And I know we've had a lot of discussions, and it's hard for me to accept that sometimes with me having such a short, I'm laughing right now, political career, the most successful one-term congressman ever in the history of Virginia, right? But I think when I look at it, though, I didn't really lose. I got sort of hornswoggled, and I think that's why people are so upset. But there's a flip to this, right? And the flip is, you're right. You were dead on. I'm not a ring kisser, and it's just something that I'm just not. And by the way, I said ring kisser. I hope you appreciate what I just said. But I think that's the thing that I found out is I've been an executive for so long, whether, you know, coming from officer and intelligence officer after being enlisted, leading people in very difficult situations, starting my own companies, having manufacturing companies now with distillation, being a senior consultant at the Pentagon, running 40 people to build exotic and exquisite technologies against our threat, you know, threat individuals and threat countries. I just feel more comfortable in an executive role, setting vision and moving fast. I wasn't real comfortable as a legislator. And I'll tell you this, I just could not bend the knee. I could not kiss the ring. I cannot do it. I am physically and psychologically incapable of doing that. And I think that's why I'm more, I would say the executive role is something that I think I'm more suited for.
All right. Well, listen, all I ask a couple of things. When you're ready to make the announcement, you make it here. And now that I think about that, that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking anything else. Tell Bloomberg to take a hike, will you?
I'll tell him to take a hike. Let me tell you, it's going to be, you know what, Jeff? I think that's a good idea. I think it has to be people in Richmond. It's not going to be Bloomberg. It's not going to be any of them. It's going to be people like you, sir. And I think that's who needs to know, because this is about the Commonwealth. And if I do this, I'm going to go all in.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you the fact that you're here. I appreciate the fact you're thinking seriously about this. And I look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you, Jeff. And you have a great day. And be careful. Remember ups.
Yes. Yes. UPS. I'm on Amazon as we speak. I was only half listening to what you said, but apparently you're running for president. Who knew? Okay.
President of the Moose Lodge. Yes. President of the Moose Lodge. I'm ready.
Thank you, Denver. That is Congressman Denver Riggleman, and always great insight with him. I think he's been a real credit. I think he's done a great job, and I know that there are one or two people that weren't happy with one or two things. And you know what? If you're really leading, if you're a real leader, that's just the way it all shakes out. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.